The Way of Discipleship, The Christian Way, Volume 3, written by Zacharias Tenney Fomum, narrated by John H. Faskins. Preface. This book is the third in the Christian Way series. The books in this series are The Way of Life, The Way of Obedience, The Way of Discipleship, The Way of Sanctification, The Way of Christian Character, The Way of Spiritual Power, The Way of Christian Service, The Way of Spiritual Warfare, The Way of Suffering for Christ, The Way of Victorious Praying, The Way of Overcomers, The Way of Spiritual Encouragement, The Way of Loving the Lord. In this book, The Way of Discipleship, we set forth the terms of discipleship as the Lord meant them to be. We know very clearly that Jesus never intended to have converts. He has always wanted disciples. We set forth these truths not from a superior position of those who have arrived, but from the position of committed students in the school of discipleship. This book goes out with prayer that the Lord Jesus will use its message to transform converts into disciples. Yaoundé, 26 December 1982. Zacharias Tenney Fomum. The Bible says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation to the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe, according to the working of his great might, which he accomplished in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 22. The lordship of Jesus extends over the whole of creation without exceptions. The winds obeyed his voice. Trees heard him and submitted to his authority without question. Demons obeyed him. Diseases departed at his command. He is Lord over principalities and powers. Even the prince of darkness himself recognized the lordship of Christ. The Lord is still obeyed today. Jesus is Lord of the church. Even if there are those who resist his authority and will only bow to him in the future, the Lord expects that his authority be felt most fully in the church. The church must bow to the lordship of Jesus. This concerns you and me. The Father wants all adopted children to conform to the begotten Son. The Bible says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified." Romans chapter 8, verses 29 to 30. But we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exists, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified have all one origin. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, "I will put my trust in him." And again, "Here am I, and the children God has given me." Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 to 13. The begotten Son obeyed the Father in everything. The Bible says, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross." Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard for his godly fear. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. The Lord Jesus conformed to the Father by rendering him absolute obedience. All who would conform to the Lord Jesus will have to render him absolute obedience. Jesus is qualified to make disciples. The Lord Jesus is most qualified to make disciples of the sons of men. First of all, he knows our every saturation from personal experience. The Bible says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 15. Thank you for reading this book. If you have any question and/or need help, do not hesitate to contact us through ztfbooks@cmfionline.org. If the book has blessed you, then we would be grateful if you leave a positive review at your favorite retailer. ZTF Books, through Christian Publishing House, CPH, offers a wide selection of best-selling Christian books in print, ebook, and audiobook formats on a broad spectrum of topics, including marriage and family, sexuality, practical spiritual warfare, Christian service, Christian leadership, and much more. Visit us at ztfbooks.com to learn more about our latest releases and special offers, and thank you for being a ZTF Book reader. We would like to recommend to you the next book in the Christian Way series, The Way of Sanctification. The contents of this book are fundamental. God calls all who are His to a sanctified life. The life of a believer in which sin reigns is subnormal. However, many believers find themselves bound by sin. They are like Lazarus walking out of the tomb with life, but in bondage. In this book, we have attempted to show as clearly as we can the way to deliverance from sin. We do not believe that anyone can be as sinless as the Lord Jesus was while in this body of flesh, but this state is already accomplished in the Lord Jesus, and therefore, we can be delivered once and for all from the bondage of sin. We also see that this deliverance, though entered into as a crisis, must be maintained daily by a very close walk with the Lord, in full cooperation with Him by the use of the sanctified mind. We believe with the psalmist that daily Bible study and prayer, the quiet time, is indispensable in maintaining the sanctified life, which is first entered into by faith in the finished work of Christ. Holiness is not just the absence of sin. It includes conformity to God. Sanctification is an aspect of holiness. Connect with the author. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, author website, online bookshop, free online Bible course, internet radio, podcast. We equally offer on-ground and remote training courses all year round from basic to university level at the University of Prayer and Fasting, WUPF, and the School of Knowing and Serving God, SKSG. You are highly welcome to enroll at your soonest convenience. Or maybe our online course will be much handy? Very important. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to receive Him. Here are some steps to help you. Admit that you are a sinner by nature and by practice, and that on your own you are without hope. Tell God you have personally sinned against Him in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Confess your sins to Him one after another in a sincere prayer. Do not leave out any sins that you can remember. Truly turn from your sinful ways and abandon them. If you stole, steal no more. If you have been committing adultery or fornication, stop it. God will not forgive you if you have no desire to stop sinning in all areas of your life, but if you are sincere, He will give you the power to stop sinning. Believe that Jesus Christ, who is God's Son, is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John chapter 14, verse 6. The Bible says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 6. "And there is salvation in no one else apart from Jesus. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God." John chapter 1, verse 12. But consider the cost of following him. Jesus said that all who follow him must deny themselves, and this includes selfish financial, social, and other interests. He also wants his followers to take up their crosses and follow him. Are you prepared to abandon your own interests daily for those of Christ? Are you prepared to be led in a new direction by him? Are you prepared to suffer for him and die for him if need be? Jesus will have nothing to do with half-hearted people. His demands are total. He will only receive and forgive those who are prepared to follow him at any cost. Think about it and count the cost. If you are prepared to follow him, come what may, then there is something to do. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and life. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to his heart and life, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Why don't you pray a prayer like the following one, or one of your own construction as the Holy Spirit leads? Lord Jesus, I am a wretched, lost sinner who has sinned in thought, word, and deed. Forgive all my sins and cleanse me. Receive me, Savior, and transform me into a child of God. Come into my heart now and give me eternal life right now. I will follow you at all costs, trusting the Holy Spirit to give me all the power I need. When you pray this prayer sincerely, Jesus answers at once and justifies you before God and makes you his child. Please write to me, ztfbooks@cmfionline.org, and I will pray for you and help you as you go on with Jesus Christ. This has been The Way of Discipleship, The Christian Way, Volume 3, written by Zacharias Tenney Fomum, narrated by John H. Feskins. Copyright 1982 by Zacharias Tenney Fomum. Production copyright 2018 by ZTF Books Online, a division of Christian Missionary Fellowship International, CMFI.